Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pickle Walsh with a reply to Nicky's podcast from thebooksofsecret.com. Just let you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly on this situation. I come from a town in England called Liverpool, and we are stigmatised with being... Basically, we get called the thieves of England. Basically, anything goes wrong, or the scouts, or... I've noticed this. I do a lot of travelling around the country to do my job, and I've noticed if I go into pubs in the likes of South, the likes of Bournemouth or London or Cornwall or anywhere like them, Southampton and all that, you tend to get stared at and watched a lot because of the stereotype that's stuck with us, basically. That, like, oh, we're going to rob, we're going to think you're, you know, we're going to mug you, we're going to assault you without cause trouble, when we're not. The last thing I want to do, to be honest with you, is be causing trouble with anyone. And to be honest with you, I have no need to rob off anyone myself at all. I know it does, but I don't think it happens more in Liverpool than it happens anywhere else. But yet we seem to be the ones who get labelled with it. I think this is like sort of social pressure. The media tends to portray it more as well. I've noticed a lot that, you know, you see, the only time you ever see Liverpool mentioned in the papers is when something bad happened. Never when something good happens. A lot of good's come out of Liverpool, especially like with European Capital of Culture for 2008, which is a, you know, it's a big deal. You know, we've got the best waterfronts in the world, you know, the live buildings, the three graces. Just put in a search in Google and have a look at them, you'd be amazed. We had the first skyscraper in the world, which was the live buildings. It doesn't look like a skyscraper, but it is. You know, most of the stuff, the big shipbuilders used to be in Liverpool, the first inland docks, but yet the only thing that ever gets mentioned is the bad stuff. You know, or mugging this and murder that. But, to be honest with you, it's stereotypical, and to be honest with you, I don't like it. You know, I have this problem all the time, no matter wherever I go. I talk to people high up in business all the time due to my job, and I tend to not get as much, I'll just put this, not respect, but they tend not to look at me in the same light as they do other people who went to nice posh private schools, you know, higher education and all that, just because of the way it's all, which I don't think's right. Now, I can understand some people have trouble understanding my accent, but that shouldn't depict what I'm like in real life, and in no way it does that. And I do agree with you about the train situation also. I've noticed that myself. Just sit next to someone on a train and they're scared. You can see the fear in the face. It's just unreal. What happens to the days when you can just sit there and talk to people? Not a problem, you know what I mean? What happens to community spirit? I've noticed that's gone down the train as well around by ours. You know, we used to, you know, all the neighbours used to sit outside during the summer months with the deck, with a chair outside, a few cans of lager, and just sit there and chat during the summer nights. None of that anymore. It's just, there's no community spirit left in the world, I'm telling you. It's just, I don't know what's wrong, but it's gone to pot, literally. So, although I think your podcast got cut short, I'm not sure if it did or not, but it said 9 minutes on the link for it, but it was only 2.5 minutes, and you seem to get cut mid conversation. So I don't know what happened there, but from the gist I got, I do agree with you wholeheartedly. I do agree with you, and I've noticed that it seems to happen quite a lot. You know what I mean? So that's just me agreeing with you. So okay then, this is Pickle Walsh. Just hoping you enjoyed this, signing out. See you soon.